Be aware of your body sitting in space, sitting on the earth. Be aware of the altar with its blue candle and its flame, and also of the great oak. In the east, there is Gwalchmai, the hawk. Who presents himself this morning, this afternoon, as a winged but hawked-headed man with a fierce gaze. In the south is Rhiannon, the white lady, the shining one, the lady of light. In the west is Taliesin, who is fish and human, around whom the great waters coil and flow. In the north is Arianrod and her servant Bear, we stand at the center, as tree, as living stone, as cup, in our living human form. Receiving the east and the west, the south and the north, the above and the below. We return to the mystery of the tree and the acorn, the singularity and the multiplicity, the single point, the thousand points. The mystery of time and space. feeling that continual interplay, the ignition of the single point, the multiplication of the thousand points, the rippling wave of possibilities that are the rings of the tree, the extension in all directions, beneath, below, to east and west and north and south, and at each moment the return to the simplicity of the single point. And to the nothing, the stillness, the perfect peace profound that holds all. Coming from the nil point to the singularity, from one becoming two, becoming three, becoming many. Feeling the great flow of life as we hear this chant. Amma, Amma, Amen. Amma, Amma. Amen. Amma, Amma, 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 Amen.
Amen.
The chant falls away, you find yourself on a little path in the middle of a forest. There are ferns growing all around you, and through the ferns there is a little stream which you follow as it ascends gently, twisting back and forth. Following the green and ferny way, following the Nantes, the brook, as it gurgles its way down the small hill. Until we come to a stone outcrop, with a little space beneath it, that is a small cave entrance. And as we approach the entrance, hidden amongst the fern, we see an ancient statue, crudely carved, of a horned figure. And beneath the figure there is a small bowl, also crudely carved, in which the water of the Nantes collects. And beside the bowl there is a small horn cup. There is a great sense of numinosity, of stillness, of presence in the small statue. And we are prompted with reverence to dip the horn cup in the waters and drink. And as we drink, it is as if we are drinking light as well as water that flows through our body, purging us, cooling us, stilling us, bringing a deeper sense of peace and quiet and balance into all the cells of our body. There is a sense of friendliness and welcome, an invitation to move deeper in. And as we squeeze through the small stone entrance, we find ourselves in a cavern. There are pictures on the wall of the cavern,
which at first sight are dim, but then become clearer to us. There is a strange square hearth in the middle of the cavern, burning with a pure flame. And off to one side, a large bronze mirror. Look deep into the mirror. What do you see? And as our eyes become accustomed to the light of the cave, the shining of the mirror, we see that there is a further step. Leading to a little ledge deeper into the cave. And if we will, we move inwards and upwards, crawling on our bellies and squeezing into a space that is a cave of crystal. That is a place of mystery. For here in the deepest heart of earth is the shining light. Become transparent to the light that surrounds you on all sides. The white light, the rainbow light, the black light. Relaxing even the boundaries of your cells as they respond to this primal light. This energy of recreation. Entering deeply into stillness, into Tao. silence that sings. Letting that silence wrap around your body, wrap around the cells of your body, wrap around your heart and your mind. Till in the distance you hear the sound of bells. And as a beam of light, and as a center of will and generative imagination, you are drawn to the sound of the bells. Finding yourself emerging in this form, in this place, just here, just now.